The entire physiological structure on the planet is different because the atmosphere is different and the structures are different. Therefore, the mechanisms or the interface between the atmosphere and the systems, the interface, is different. D. Would the types of gases they breathe have an equivalent on Earth? P. There is helium, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide. However, the important point is that the relative volumes of these gases are different. There is more of a helium content on Earth than there is on that planet. The gas which is exhaled would be a gas which is unknown at this time on Earth. I'm not completely or totally familiar with this science because that is not my chosen field of endeavor. D. Then apparently someone from Earth would not be able to breathe on that planet. P. This is correct. They would suffocate from lack of oxygen. D. Do the bodies function much like human bodies? P. That is accurate. There is an intake of food, processing or digestion and removal of waste. There are reproductive systems. There are many of the same types of functions found in human bodies on this planet today. D. Is there anything different about the way the body functions? P. Body chemistry is somewhat different. However, there is no significant differences. The minor differences could be attributed to the different atmosphere and the different combination of elements in the planets which would constitute the makeup of the physical body naturally. So there would be somewhat of a difference in the physical composition of the bodies. D. Are there male or female Earth air counterparts? P. There are male and female. They are sex creatures. They procreate to sustain the race. In their non-childbearing stage or age, or period of time when not in childbearing, they are very similar. The Strange City, 29, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, in appearance because of the fact that there is no hair, which here on Earth makes a most distinguishing feature between the sexes. Here the males have a coarseness which is derived in an extent from the profuseness of hair, and feminine genders show a lack of hair. So with a total lack of hair on both sexes, they become very similar in appearance except during childbearing, which, of course, you can see would become very obvious. Then a child is born similar to the way it is on Earth and grows from a baby? That's right, we are human and they are human. Would humanoid be a more correct word? Similar to humans, same difference. They are of the human race we all are. But this type of person or creature would stand out dramatically in this environment. It would be a scary experience to see one of these people walking down the street on Earth. Because of their height mostly, or their height, their demeanor, the way they carry themselves. The whole mentality is different because their race consciousness has evolved to such a high point that they have no defensive mechanisms in their manners and gestures. We here on Earth are so used to body language of a defensive nature that it would be uncomfortable to see someone, or be around someone with a total lack of defensive body maneuvering. In other words, they are very open to people and vibrations. Is that what you mean? They are open to each other, extremely open. They would be intimidating to humans here. This was a rather difficult concept to understand. Apparently they had a psychic awareness that would allow them to perceive the truth about anything. There would be no pretenses or facades. In dealings with this type of person, the main requirement would be total honesty. There would be no way to hide anything. This would be intimidating to us because we are not used to someone knowing our every innermost thought. Human beings would surely consider someone like this a definite threat. Our defensive attitudes have been integrated into our genes from our primeval ancestors. It would be a very difficult character trait to unlearn. D. I think I can understand what you mean. About how long do these humanoids live? 30, _, the keepers of the garden, p. 120 years would be an average, some much longer, some much shorter. Disease is still prevalent although not near to the extent as here on Earth. The process of selective breeding has ensured that the race has become close to its physical limits, as far as health or evolution is concerned. D. Well, when the body ages, era the ear changes that take place in the outward physical appearance. P. Yes. The skin wrinkles and sags. The bones lose calcium. There is a form of arthritis, although not quite as severe as here, because the gravity of the planet is somewhat 1/6 of this Earth gravity. So you can see the weight of the body on itself would be not near as much. But there is a definite aging. D. You spoke of some diseases that have not been conquered. Are there certain types that were worse than others? P. Do you speak in the past tense or the present tense? D. Well, either way. Were there some that were severe that you have conquered? P. There was a disease which was picked up on a planet that was being explored and colonized, which we had no biological defenses to. And this caused consternation, to say the least. A good 1/3 of the population, 1/4 would be more accurate, 1/4 of the population died in a horrible death because of simple carelessness and inattention to details. This should be a lesson. The cause was isolated. It was a germ which had grown on another planet under a sun which had a different light spectrum or light output. This germ was undetected, very virulent and very potent to the physical systems of the visitors. D. They would have no immune system against something like that. Do they take precautions now against the possibility of something like that happening again? P. Yes, of course. Of course. D. You said that there were sicknesses that have not been conquered? P. That's right. These, for the most part, are due to carelessness and inattention to diet and proper health procedures. If a person is attentive to their nutritional needs and exercises, as we would say here, if they're health conscious, they will have a healthy life. D. But under normal circumstances and paying attention to these things, they all live to be about 120 years old? P. That's an average age, yes. D. Do you have hospital and use medicine? The Strange City, 31. P. Yes. There are still, despite our best efforts to eradicate them, some diseases and malfunctions, some organ breakdowns and accidents, as always. These necessitate the need for devices and medicines to promote healings. D. Do you use such things as inoculations against disease? P. Yes, even as we here would know them on this planet. Shots would be a rough analogy. The exact delivery would be different, but the idea. In other words, to inject or to place the medicine in one system is the same. D. You mention organs breaking down. Do they practice transplanting of organs? P. No, this is not done. This is an area which has not been undertaken. I don't know if it's technically impossible. I wouldn't think it would be morally impossible. It's simply not done. D. What about using artificial organs? P. There are machines which can be connected to supplement the functions of a diseased or damaged organ. However, I have no knowledge of any transplanted or implanted machines for that purpose. D. Then you have doctors and nurses? P. The equivalent, yes. There are those whose chosen profession is in that area, and they could be called doctors and nurses. However, they are not quite as revered as on this planet. Doctors seem to have an aura of godliness here on Earth which is conspicuously absent on that planet. They're taken to be people who have chosen that field of endeavor and are knowledgeable in that endeavor, and that is it. Since they communicated telepathically, I wondered if they also used the mind for healing. P. There is, yes, definitely use of energy healing, which is one area of use open. However, that is not the ultimate answer. It is as valid as any other, but it is not the only method. It is used when it can be used, when it would be useful to be used. It would not be practical to try and heal a severed arm by mind energy, for example. This is an example of an invalid use of mind energy. The level of evolution on that planet at this particular time is not such that instantaneous healing can be accomplished through the mind. They simply have not progressed to that level. 3. 2. The keepers of the garden. D. You said that death does occur among these people. What happens to the body when they die? P. The bodies are buried and returned to the native soil. They are not embalmed and entombed as they are here. It is a great honor to return to the planet those chemicals, minerals, those elements which one has borrowed from the planet to house or to use as a vehicle. This is simply a returning to the planet of these energies and materials to be used again. D. What about cremation? P. That is valid, it can be done. In some instances, this is desirable. There are some diseases which can live in the ground, and if one has succumbed to these diseases, this is the practiced method, in order not to contaminate that ground. D. I see. You spoke of the metal buildings. Is any wood used in construction? P. No, we do not use wood. The trees are not set. There are plants, yes, but they are not suitable for construction because the wood is not dense enough to support. It's flexible, you see. The gravity on this planet Earth is the reason trees make building materials, because their evolution has dictated that to withstand the gravity they must be much more rigid. The gravity on this planet is only 1/6 that of Earth, thus the trees are not as dense. They grow very large, very full, too. But they are somewhat spongy in comparison to trees on Earth. They have the equivalent of leaves and foliage. They have the process of photosynthesis, which is turning the sunlight into nutrients to be used by the plants. This reminded me of banana plants. They grow very rapidly, but their stalks do not have the proper consistency to be used as a building material. D. Do you have any form of food that is produced by the trees? P. There is not food produced from these trees, not from which we are speaking of now. But of other plants there are fruits and vegetables, much as on this planet Earth. Many of the plants are more of a vine nature. These are indigenous to the planet. There are some varieties of fruits and vegetables which have been imported to the planet from other systems, however. D. Are they similar to vegetables that are grown on Earth? P. There are some varieties which are similar. Tomatoes, for instance, have a counterpart. But there are a larger variety of the strange city, 33, D, P, D, P, D, P, types which would be totally unknown here on Earth. There are ample crops grown, for many are a farmer nature who raise the vegetables. We don't eat meat at all. This is simply not done. It would be considered unhealthy to eat meat, so we eat only a vegetarian diet. Do they drink liquids? Yes. There are, for instance, some plants which give off a liquid which is a very nourishing treat or substance. This is a plant, not a counterpart, but it is an analogy of the way we receive milk from cows here. It is a fluid which is derived from a plant and is very tasty. But the only building materials totally use air are those that are emanated from the ground. There is the equivalent of glass. There is electrical wiring and its conductors. There is a conductor which is not copper but which serves the purpose very well. Copper is not used on this planet. It is not available in the quantities to make it useful. Copper would be a somewhat semi-precious metal and would be for decoration only. Would there be an equivalent of the metal IC? Then you use electricity. You use as a conductor? Again, aluminum would be a close analogy, however, it is not an equal analogy. It would be close. It is a very common metal. It is used in much of the industry on the planet because of its combined attributes of lightweight, malleability and plentifulness. He had been so open in supplying information on such a variety of subjects that I was surprised by his reaction to my next question, one which I would consider quite mundane. D. Do you have furniture as we know it? P. Pause. This is not a suitable area of discussion, simply because of the wish to censor some material which would be uncomfortable to translate. This seems strange to censor material dealing with furniture. I could not imagine what would be uncomfortable about such an ordinary topic. D. HMM. I wonder why it would be uncomfortable? Do you know? 34. The keepers of the garden. P. It's simply not comfortable to translate. D. I'm not pressing you. I was just curious as to why furniture would be an uncomfortable subject. No answer, but foo don't write discuss feeling it, that's fine. P. That is accurate. This seemed strange, but since he would discuss it no further, I had no way of finding out why this information was censored. I had to change the subject. What about entertainment? P. There are plays or the equivalent thereof, stories, songs, scenery. Many things which we find here on this planet in abundance. D. So you think you were on this planet in an ether existence? P. He had a hard time trying to form the sentence. There is somewhat confusion in the suggestion. Think, for this vehicle, Phil, was indeed an inhabitant of this planet several times at some point in his past. This is an example of how literally the subject in trance, their subconscious or whoever is doing the answering, takes my questions. You must be very clear about what you are asking. Chapter 5, The Social Structure of the Alien Planet D. Do you have a government on that planet? P. Not so much a government as here, as everyone is pretty much self-regulating. The laws of the land are unwritten and unspoken. It is simply known what to do and not to do, therefore there is not the equivalent of politicians and law enforcement. There is commerce, however. D. Do you have a leader? P. There is no singular leader or nation. It is a global community. There are councils of individuals who set policy. They are picked by common vote, the consensus of the population. D. Wouldn't that be a form of politics? P. Not really. This voting is one aspect of politics here on Earth, one facet of the whole picture. Whereas, the entire picture on that planet is a consensus. There is competition, yes, but there is not the I'm trying to think how to explain this. Their job or the purpose is a common goal. There are no political parties. There is no bickering, no backbiting or mudslinging. It is consensus in form, so in that respect there is a difference. Do you see? D. I'm trying to understand the concept. Do they serve for a certain length of time? P. This varies with the position. Some are, quote, unquote, in office until they decide they have done enough or they wish to do something else. D. Do you ever have cases of the people wanting to remove someone from office, from the council? 35, 36, The keepers of the garden, P. This has happened only very infrequently. It was most unusual in nature but it has occurred. D. Then the council is what rules the planet, Fu would want to use the term rules. Guides, P. Rules is not an accurate item. More precise would be guides, yes. D. You never have any problem with anyone accepting their guidance so to speak? P. Disagreements, in other words. This is what you're asking? It is possible to have a private disagreement. However, the rules, the unspoken rules of living state that one does not buck the system, so to speak. The popular consensus is for the betterment of all. So it would be self-defeating to have a private disagreement. D. It's a little hard for me to understand people being so easygoing. We have so much fiction. P. The heart rules here and not the head. The inner planes are much more attuned, therefore the common good is expressed much more easily. D. Do you have any religion on that planet? P. There is no such thing. Religion and politics do not exist. There is no need. Religion and politics were invented for a need. If there is no need, there is no device or whatever. D. Well, you have a belief in a creator or God? Do P. Certainly. It's more than a belief, it is a knowing, an awareness, a consciousness. However, that bears little resemblance to what we call religion here on Earth. Religion is a political entity, for the most part, on this planet Earth at this time. The association with a supreme being or creator knowledge is what seems to elevate religion to its lofty position. But it is no more relevant than being Democrat or Republican, you see. D. Do you mean you are closer to God? P. Closer is not. It is not that anyone is closer to God. The awareness is the factor here. D. Is that because of your ability to communicate with your minds? P. That goes hand in hand. But it is not a cause and effect idea or situation. D. Well, do you have anything like schools on that planet? P. Certainly. There are groups of those who wish to learn, in all different age groups and they learn many different things. There is no segregation according to age. Those with a common interest are grouped together and taught. These teachers may come from other planets or systems and are qualified to teach. The social structure of the alien planet, 37, are many different areas which are taught, such as alien cultures, histories, manufacturing processes, different sciences. D. Is education compulsory? Here it is compulsory that a child attend school from a certain age onward. P. This is a totally alien concept because everyone naturally wishes to learn. That is their personal evolution. It does not need to be a mandatory situation. Everyone wishes to learn because that is the growth, as surely as physical growth. Education is eagerly asked for and given. Because of a different outlook on education, education here on earth is not looked at equally. D. And if someone doesn't wish to learn, don't have to? They. P. No, this is not a compulsory situation. An equivalent here on earth might be a choice to become a cast out of society or one who cannot relate to other people. This is strictly an analogy, in that everyone wants to have friends and be respected and liked. This is an inherent natural drive on this planet, and on that planet it is the same situation. There are those who, through no fault of their own, have defective minds, or you might say, are retarded. And the drive is not evident in these unfortunate people, which is, as I said, no fault of their own. It is simply that it is that way. D. Are these people allowed to function in normal life or are they confined anywhere? Or, P. This is dependent somewhat on the level or the severity of their dysfunction. Those who can find a niche in society are encouraged to. Those who are unfortunately not even able to do this, are sheltered and cared for. This is something which has been worked on for many, many years. Many thousands of years to elevate the race through selective breeding, to rid the population of these unfortunate specimens. D. So this is not a planet of perfect people. Do you have the equivalent of policemen? Anyone to enforce laws? P. No, there is no equivalent because everyone is self-enforcing. There is no need for armies or police. A military or law enforcement atmosphere is simply not necessary when everyone is self-policing. D. Then you have no problem with negative types of people? P. There occasionally are inferior people and there are occasionally times where someone who is functioning quite well will become not necessarily non-functioning, but ill-functioning. 38. The keepers of the garden mental illness would be the equivalent here. There are those who because of circumstances simply self-destruct or lead themselves to experiences where they become ill-functioning. You mean, where they might harm other people. Not so much others as themselves. They are helped as much as they can be and given all the love that they can accept, in order for them to undertake their mistake. And then they are helped to a recovery. Then you have nothing like prisons or jails. No, the equivalent would be hospitals. These people, these poor unfortunates are hospitalized and given special attention. There is no punishment, however, because this is not a willful wrongdoing. This is simply a misunderstanding. Then you do not have cases of willful wrongdoing among your population. This is to be so rare and infrequent as to be non-existent if it has ever happened. I'm not aware of it being intentional. Then they have evolved above that. That is correct, it is an evolutionary concept. Are there any other races? There is a class of creatures which are inferior, which are used benignly for tasks and menial labor. They are not really inferior, they are not looked down upon. They are not considered lesser but they are simply considered less developed. They have an inferior mental capability but are very useful. They are miners of the metal that we use. They are servant, quote, unquote, but are much cared for and looked after. They are a race which was indigenous to the planet before the arrival of the superior race and were integrated into the uplifting of the planetary consciousness. They are bestial in appearance, covered with hair, smaller in stature and somewhat stoop-shouldered. The little people, as we affectionately call them, are loved and cared for as brethren. But they are used for different tasks. They are not so much used, as. He paused, as though searching for the right word. This is hard to translate because there's no concept of this here to translate into. The closest available translation would come out as slavery, but this is not at all accurate. It's a total integration. They know their place, we know their place and there is acceptance. There is harmony, which there is so little of here on earth. They have accepted their D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, the social structure of the alien planet. 39. D, P, D, SDP station with much dignity. The occasional malfunction, or as we might say, breakdown, of the creatures is not intentional. They do get sick, as do others. This is not intentional, though it does cause hardship. The intent here is what is important. But there is a lack of intent. There is only striving to serve. Because of their bestial nature, if they are overworked or prodded, they have the ability to become violent and so have to be tended carefully. However, even this is not intentional. This is an emotional reaction to circumstances. The stimulus needs only to be removed and the overreaction will disappear. If they are not prodded or antagonized, they will not show this reaction. What I am speaking of are possibilities. These are very rare, but they are possible. They do not happen that often, as I have said, because for the most part the race has cleaned up its act, so to speak. Then you have no need for weapons of any sort. There is no such thing as weapons for person-to-person combat. But there are reptiles in the woods which are of enormous proportions, approximately 30 feet tall, similar to dinosaurs on this planet. If one is in the wild on the planet, they would need protection from these. Under certain circumstances, if someone is disturbing their nest, they will attack in defense of their young. They can be repulsed by electric charges. The stunning device is round and tubular with a control on the end of it to vary the charge. It is carried by the shaft, uncertain of that word, and one end is pushed onto the body of the animal which one wishes to repel. This particular device is for protection, a defensive weapon, not offensive. It would not kill the animal, it would repulse it. They learn quickly not to mess with the rod. They learn that they would not care to be any closer after they have been stunned. After being that close to something that generates that much pain, the animal immediately turns the other direction. But not all the creatures are so huge. Most are not much larger than the people using the rod. These live in the dense, unpopulated areas away from the cities. Most are reptilian in nature, but not all. There are furred or hair-covered creatures as well. And these rods work quite well on feral reptile. But you would never have to kill anything. We could reach that point. If it did, it would be done, but it is always tried to repulse the creature. The charges do not have, 40, the keepers of the garden enough power to kill. There is the equivalent of guns. These are weapons that use the same things as bullets. It would only be used if need be. Why would people go to where these animals live? There is still exploration on the planet, and there are those who choose to live in that environment. Are these the only types of wild animals? They are for the most part the only dangerous ones. There are animals or creatures from very small to very large. Many different varieties, although not as many varieties as on this planet Earth, however. For the most part those in the wooded area are reptilian and vegetarian in nature. There are plains on the planet which have furry creatures. There are the equivalent of fish, or those creatures which live in the water, and those creatures which live in the air. Do you have domesticated animals? There are pets for the most part. There are horses or their equivalent, which can be used to draw, as in pull, you see. These are the only kind that are used. There are domesticated animals that are similar to monkeys. There are some that would appear as very strange creatures if they were here on Earth and which would terrify a youngster. But they're quite harmless and lovable, too. They're like little friends. All the animals look different from the animals here on Earth. There are similarities, but as far as I know there are no exact equivalents. There are differences in characteristics from the animals I have experienced. But I have not experienced all the animals on this Earth, so I cannot say that for sure, for certain. But from the ones that I have seen there are not the equivalents. There are some more like others than others. For instance, as I said, the horse has a rough equivalent on that planet. The cow has not really any real equivalent. Then you wouldn't use milk or anything like that from the animals. There are animals which give milk, but this is not consumed. Were these creatures in the plant never it was first colonized? Some were and some were brought from other systems. There is much here. We have cities, we have country, we have waterfalls, birds, trees and picnics. We don't have cars and pollution, or billboards. These are manifestations of Earth culture at this time, which is simply non-existent in that place. What kind of transportation you have?